Hey guys, welcome to Conversations. I'm your co-host, Jess Bridgeraj.
And I'm Richie Tobin. And today we are talking about Quinnipiac in Los Angeles, pop culture news, and the newest movie, Don't Worry, Darling. But before all that, we have a guest here today, Quinnipiac in Los Angeles alum, the one, the only, Emma Hoffer.
Hi, I'm Emma. I'm a senior and I'm a film major here at Quinnipiac. And I was in LA last semester with Richie. It was really fun.
It was the best. Well, Emma, we are so happy to have you here. And as I know, we both saw Don't Worry, Darling last night. What were your opinions on it? Or Jess, have you seen?
I haven't at all. I don't even remember the last time I was in the movie theater. So I'm very curious what your experience was like.
I'm a movie buzz. I go all the time. I was literally there the day before that, too, watching that Zac Efron movie, Greatest Beer Run Ever, something like that.
Oh, interesting.
That was a good movie, too. But we're not talking about that one today. Don't Worry, Darling was on the press everywhere. And like, I didn't even see the trailer. I didn't really know. I just heard all the buzz and like TikToks of like that one where Harry Styles keeps talking about, I don't even know what he's saying, like nothing. Right. Chris Pine staring into space. That's hilarious. That alone is why I went to go see the movie.
That is so funny. So TikTok influenced you?
TikTok kind of influenced me.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of like negative buzz about it. Just like the whole cheating with Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles thing. And that was part of the reason why I wanted to see it, and also because there was really bad reviews, and I wanted to see. I went into it thinking that I was going to hate it, and like, so I could kind of rag on it, but I liked it, and I'm honestly surprised by that.
Yeah, I mean, like, everything that we knew before was like, all I knew was the behind-the-scenes buzz. It was crazy drama. So that alone is why, also, I kind of had to go see this. It's like big film major buzz right now. You have to go. And I was very pleasantly surprised. I will also say I knew the reviews right before I walked in. I checked it. It had like a 36 on Rotten Tomatoes. So that movie got trashed reviews. And I honestly really liked it.
Really?
I thought it was pretty good.
I think that it started really strong and then kind of tapered off at the end. But I thought it was overall pretty good. Like, definitely not worth the 38. I will say Harry Styles' performance was awful. He should not be allowed to act. I don't know whose idea that was. There's like not an ounce of emotion behind anything that he said. Like everything was the same tone of voice. That was my big criticism of it.
I totally agree with that. He kind of blew in that movie.
Wow.
But everyone else, Florence Pugh was amazing.
Oh, Florence Pugh carried.
She did so good. She carried the whole film.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, like, cinematography and editing were really strong on that film.
Cinematography was really
good. It was
shot
really pretty.
The soundtrack was amazing, too.
Yeah, the soundtrack was all great. It was, like, 60s kind of vibes and, like, a lot of pop hits from that. But it was a good movie. I had a good time watching, you know what I mean? Enjoyment-wise, I enjoyed.
Yeah. So what was your favorite part about it?
Ooh, am I allowed to spoil? All right, I'm going to spoil.
Spoiler alert.
All right, so kind of the big thing there was the whole thing's, like, a simulation. I did not know that going in.
I didn't either.
And I kind of hate simulation things typically. I hate it when, like, at the end they throw in, like, oh, and it was all fake and it was all a simulation. But I honestly thought they did it pretty well. They looped it in well where it, like, didn't annoy me. And the acting really carried. The first half was definitely stronger, though.
Yeah.
The ending kind of fell off a little bit. They didn't do as much with the concept. But it started really strong. And overall was still a very enjoyable movie. Like, I would not have given it a 36. 36 is brutal. I mean, 50's an F. That's below an F. That was like, I would give it like a 76, 77 maybe. 76 I'm going to stick with.
Yeah, I would say out of 10, I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
Wow. That's not bad at all.
Yeah,
I'd
no.
say that.
No,
that's
I kind of liked it. It had good energy. It had good pacing. The editing was really crazy. They kept doing all this like brain stuff. I don't really know what was going on there.
Yeah.
It was a little confusing, especially at first, but they did like this, it was like through the eye and then through the pupil, and then it was like all these people dancing in the pupil, and it became like a blood thing. It was like quick edit cuts, but it was interesting.
I also, like, they never really explained what that even was, like those images that she was always seeing, so I wish they went into that more.
That's also why
that
I feel like the ending
made a lot more sense. Yeah. And made the simulation less of like a cheap, like, just way to end it.
It had a strong start. Like, the mystery that they built was really strong, and I love the overall, like, premise of it. It was kind of like, how do I explain the premise? It's like kind of mystery, so it's hard to really pin down. But it was like these women were trapped in a simulation, and like like the men like put them there, like their boyfriends are like kind of like stealing their lives from them, mm-hmm. and then making them like computer generated to be like, oh, we're living this perfect life, but it's really just what they want.
Right.
And so then all the women are like trying to escape, and like Florence Pugh's the main one, and she's like trying to get out of this simulation.
Yeah, it also has like cult vibes. Like Chris Pine's character like is very much like a cult leader kind of, and like talks like a cult leader too. Which is interesting. I like cult stuff.
Emma, you were saying this earlier, but like how Chris Pine's character says literally nothing throughout
yeah.
the movie.
Yeah.
He says so much. He's talking the entire movie, but says no points.
Like no substance.
Like, no
anything.
Substance. It's like he's just talking to talk.
But that was like the point of the character.
Oh, though. Yeah.
Like, it was well written for the movie, but like for the character. Like if that like you know those people who just talk to hear themselves speak. Like
yeah.
it was like that. And it was really well written, like the way he was talking.
It was. I thought Chris Pine did a really good job. I just feel like the ending did kind of fall. Like, I wish
the
they connected all that stuff. I wish the culty stuff kind of mattered more. Like,
you're
the main
right.
girl was, like, a nurse, and she, like, worked a lot, and then the boyfriend, like, basically just kidnapped her and stole her whole life. And
no.
so, like, that as a concept is really cool.
It is
I just
cool
wish
concept.
That they did more with the ending a little.
I also wish we knew why the other characters were there. Because, like, they all had, like, a problem which forced them to do that. They went into, like, Olivia Wilde's character that she was there because, like, her kids died and, like, she could have... Because the kids there are fake.
Mm.
So, like, she said, like, oh, my kids are real here, and that's, like, why she was there. And I wish they went into, like, kind of the other main characters, like, reasons for being there.
Yeah, kind of gave, like, WandaVision vibes of, like,
oh,
Wanda wanting her kids back kind of thing. Like, the simulated kids.
No. I just know, like, from what you guys are saying, I would not vibe with this movie.
No.
I just think it sounds so boring. I hate stuff like that, so... Happy
I really like that niche. I'm kind of into that stuff.
Really?
So that's why I had a good time.
I really like the suspense and thriller, like horror stuff. So I liked it.
I thought it was well told. It's just, I don't think it deserved a 36. You know? I could see like a 60 something, you know, but 36 is harsh.
Yeah.
You know, not many things get a 36.
I remember, I forget which movie it was, but I was like Googling it to like see reviews on it. And I think Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 11. It was
Ooh.
Horrible. I
really?
Wish I remember the movie. I don't remember.
Was it a good one?
I loved it. So when I saw the 11, I was like, what
That's
the hell?
Funny.
I don't know what the movie was, but...
I don't trust Rotten Tomatoes all the time. That's why I like to just go in and see movies for myself. I'll
mm-hmm.
say the same thing about that Zac Efron movie, The Greatest Beer Run. I kind of did like a cool thing for that. My friend had like a exclusive... It was like a mystery screening.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't know what we were seeing. And that movie didn't even come out until like what? This Friday, maybe? I think it comes out this Friday. And it was just like Zac Efron, a true story, goes... like set in the Vietnam War, and he goes to Vietnam to bring all his friends beer. And, like,
oh my god!
So like it starts really funny and it's like a comedy, and then like gets darker as it goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was a really good movie too. I mean, not like Oscar winning good, but
yeah.
like a very entertaining watch. And that also had like a 32. I was like, why are all these things getting bombed right now? Rotten Tomatoes just like destroying.
They're
movies.
Harsh.
Yeah.
yeah,
they're breaking hearts out here.
So, did you guys see that movie because of Harry Styles, like, or you were just like, let me see this for TikTok?
For the drama.
I think because it got, there was so much drama, so much buzz, and such bad reviews. Like, I'm not, like, a Harry Styles fan necessarily.
Me either.
Like, before this, I was indifferent about him, and now I really don't like him.
Oh, my God.
Because he was terrible.
Wow. He was bad in this. Like, I thought he would be okay. He was okay in Dunkirk, but it's because
yeah,
it's a small role. They give him too many words in
yeah.
this. It didn't go well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad. Especially, like, next to Florence Pugh, who I think
who did so
amazing.
Good.
She
was carrying
She carried
them.
The movie. Yeah, for sure.
Every scene with the two of them was only good because Florence Pugh was going really, like, full into the role.
Yeah.
And Harry Styles was just kind of there.
Interesting. So I noticed you guys were talking a lot about, like, the cinematography because you guys are film majors
yeah.
and all that stuff. And you went to L.A. for, like, film and stuff. So,
yes.
like, tell me about that. What was it like?
Yes, we did. Well, so the whole program for that is, like, you have to get an internship before you go, and then you go out there, and you're, like, working and doing your job, but then you also have, like, a class that's also held in, like, the building we lived in I will say, if anyone's trying to do Quinnipiac in LA, the building you live in is like super nice.
It's like a hotel.
Nice. Yeah, it was like a nice hotel. We had a crazy view. Like, it was awesome. But so a big part of it's like your internship. So in the beginning, I was just kind of signing up, like, hopefully I get something. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up getting something cool. Mine was with like the Montecito Picture Company, which is kind of like the Ghostbusters, which was what I was doing. But so I got to read like scripts and stuff and then just kind of do coverage on them. So it was like a lot of intern work, but I had so much fun doing it. I felt like I was actually there, you know, in LA, feeling the movie Hollywood vibes. Mm-hmm. The city has a certain energy to it where everything just feels alive.
Yeah.
Emma also had a really cool internship.
Yeah, I had two internships, which I don't recommend doing because I was working 40 hours a week on top of classes and stuff. I kind of bit off more than I could chew there. But I still don't regret it. It was a good experience all around. But if I were to do it again, I would only have done one. But one was just like a production intern doing like different odds and ends, like proofreading stuff and this stuff no one else wants to do. That's what interns usually do. And then my other was I was assistant editing because I want to be an editor. So that was really cool. I liked that one a lot more than the other one.
Were you guys paid?
No. Interns don't get a dime. Yeah, no. But I had a good time doing it. And it looks good on my resume.
Some people on the trip had internships where they got paid. Those are just kind of harder to find, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah. It was kind of crazy. The first treatment I ever read for that was for a Taco Bell commercial. We were at a restaurant, like all of us, and I saw the commercial that I read the treatment for on the TV in the restaurant, and I was like, that's crazy. That was cool. There's a lot of like really big directors that worked for that company, which was really cool.
Did you guys meet celebrities?
My roommate met Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, he stayed in our building.
Oh my god.
He was filming Weird Al on our street.
I would have died. Oh my god.
It was a crazy coincidence because Richie and I and a couple of the other people in LA were doing a Harry Potter binge, like literally that week that he was there.
We were on like number three, number four, and then Harry appears in our building.
It was crazy.
And then my roommate ran into him at the gym, and they were like lifting weights together.
No way.
I have this picture of them both like sweating at the gym together.
Yeah, they have like
gym bros.
It's really funny. I didn't meet, but I saw Waka Flocka. I held the door for him.
Whoa.
And then kind of followed him up to the front desk and like pretended I needed something so that I could like get a better look.
Oh my god.
But I didn't talk to him. I didn't want to bother him. He's like really tall.
How tall?
Like at least 6'5", probably 6'6", 6'7", I would say. Crazy. Mm-hmm. It was weird seeing him in person. It's weird seeing celebrities out in the wild, like doing
just
normal
people
stuff.
Yeah,
I know. It's interesting.
Because you try hard not, like, to fangirl and be like, oh my gosh, can I?
Because like, I never want to be that person.
No, like, can I get a photo? It's, like, embarrassing. Yeah. Like, ew, I don't want to, like, just be a fangirl to them. I want to be an actual human.
Yeah, exactly. I would just want to say hi.
Right? How are you?
I'm not trying to be a major fan. I just want to have a conversation, you know?
Exactly.
I'm not trying to force a conversation. If they're doing their thing, I'm not going to bug them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I saw Daniel Radcliffe in the gym and I was like, I needed a hand, I'd be like, oh, you know, you mind
spotting
me for a sec? I would have had a convo there. I would have been like, well, what was it like to be Harry Potter?
Yeah.
You know, what's it like to make things float? Do you really have wizard abilities or is that CGI? That's what I'd ask.
So the overall experience, like what was the best part about it? Because everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's the best experience. I love it. But like what makes it worthwhile?
Honestly, program head Andres really made that trip.
He really was fantastic. Did. He went above and beyond like with events and stuff for us. We saw Hamilton. We got to go to a podcast recording, like his podcast, because he's a podcast producer too. That was really cool.
That's really cool. It's for like these two pretty major comedians too. It's Andrew Santino, which if you've ever seen Dave, he's on that show, the Lil Dicky show.
I don't think I have.
He's like a main character on that. He's pretty big. And Bobby Lee, who's also a huge comedian.
Right.
They're both on that. So it was awesome like meeting them.
Crazy.
And he produces that podcast. Like that's
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, like they're homies. It's weird to think about that.
He like hangs out with them. He's like off with celebrities and stuff. It's like awesome. He's living the dream life right there. But he really made that. The difference from between the LA trip and like Ireland or other trips is that we had like a constant class that we had to go to every week.
Mm-hmm.
Like a couple of my roommates went to Ireland and they didn't really have the same thing. Like we would do events together. So we'd have a class. Like we all got to know each other really well, very quickly. There were also only like 11 of us. It was good for numbers of like making friends and having always someone to do something with.
Mm-hmm.
But so we'd have the class and we were learning mostly about like film stuff. He'd teach us about like different movies and just kind of LA culture overall. And then he'd take us out and bring us to cool things, like actual events. So we saw like Hamilton, we saw another play of the Lehman Brothers, we did the Warner Brothers studio tour, we did a Universal studio tour. We also just went to Universal and Disney World because we're cool.
We got lucky with that.
We did, and it's because Andres is the best. Yeah. So he really hooked us up whole. He's the gem of QULA.
He is.
Do you think when you graduate from Quinnipiac, you would move to LA?
I'm planning on it.
Yes, because I don't think I have a choice otherwise with what I want to do. I wouldn't be mad about it, but I liked LA. It was cool. Even though they're in a drought, I don't like the rain. I know it's bad for the environment, whatever, but I don't like the rain.
I love the rain. I'd miss the rain.
I hate the rain.
It
smells
rain.
Disgusting.
It's so annoying.
I love the rain. No, that like, you know that like dirt kind of smell, like almost like after
that.
The rain
I
smell.
Literally hate that.
That's my favorite
I vomit.
You also don't like do your hair. Like the
yeah,
rain
it gets so frizzy.
Like, so annoying with like
so
hair,
frizzy.
Like, all that.
If
like,
I'm wearing glasses that day,
yeah,
it like
exactly.
gets on it. Yeah. I can't see. It's horrible.
I love thunderstorms. It's like peak weather.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no, I would love a thunderstorm.
Oh my gosh.
Give me a thunderstorm right now. I'd love for it to just start pouring.
Did you guys have your cars out in LA?
I didn't, but she had one.
Yeah, I rented a car, which was incredibly expensive because I was under, I forget if it's 21 or 25.
I think it's 25.
Yeah,
right?
I think it is on the East Coast. I forget. I feel like it was 21. Either way, it was really expensive. Mm-hmm. And I may or may not have kind of crashed it.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't crash it, but I was pulling into the parking spot in the parking garage and there was a Porsche right there. And obviously I'd rather hit a pole than a Porsche. And it was also a minivan, which, because it was all they had. So it was a really big car. And I scraped up against the pole, kind of broke the door a little bit.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that wasn't good. It was like all, it was a white car too. It was all scraped up.
Yellow line.
Ew. And there was like a yellow line on the side. And it sucked because I had already gotten myself into the, like, scraped up on the side. And to get out of that, I had to scrape it up even more.
No.
It was really rough.
Wow.
Got a fat bill for that.
So I think the two things, like, I do want to go to LA in the future, but LA traffic and hearing how expensive it is, like, is all that true?
Those are both killers, definitely. Wow. Those are 100% true.
LA traffic is absolutely ridiculous, like, so bad. My internship was only a few miles away, and it took me an hour to get there every day, back and forth, because it was not, like, 9 to 5, like, rush hour. And the thing that really stinks about LA is there's no public transport. There is public transport, but it's
horrible
and pretty dangerous, like, to do alone or at night, especially if you're a woman. Alone at all during the day, I would not take that train.
And the expenses?
And the expenses were
so
bad. Everything
so
was brutal.
Bad.
Went broke in LA.
Wow.
Had to bounce back over the summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was all totally worth it.
It was worth it.
Because I took that as, like, a total test drive. I knew I wanted to go to LA, like, sometime in the future. I'm probably graduating soon after, and so I knew in my head, like, I always wanted to do that, but it's a terrifying idea. You don't really know what it is. So this is like my test run. I got to see if I liked it, and I did. And so that's why I would recommend it to so many people, the people who think, like, maybe I'd like LA. Like, test it out.
Yeah. It's really good to have, like, the to have actually lived it before, like, committing to actually going
there.
So I know we also have QU in DC. What made you decide, LA instead of DC?
I just have no interest in DC.
Yeah, just like major wise, I feel like
film.
If you're communications or film, you lean towards LA as opposed to DC.
Right. You know, I'm a senior now and I've never been study abroad. And it's just like something that wasn't really on my radar. I'm not like a big traveler too. I feel like I've been on a plane once to Spain and like, it just never really piqued my interest.
No, that's valid. Traveling's a big, like, I mean, I love traveling, so I just like seeing new places. But I totally understand the other side of that, of, like, being in a home and, like, not wanting to leave.
Yeah.
Like, I love adapting to my environment. And then changing, it's like, oh, I don't want to. But then I always end up loving it. So that's why I always do.
So the last movie I actually saw in theaters was Elvis over the summer, and I went by myself because nobody wanted to go with me. So I was like, okay, self-care, hot girl summer, let me do it on my own. And I went because of Austin Butler. And then I was all by myself. It was not crowded that day, so I had like the whole row to myself, and I was like, let's go, this is amazing. Because I hate like going to the theaters and like
it's so packed.
No, like let me breathe. Like I hate when it's crowded. And I watched it, and within like the first 5 minutes, I kid you not, I was like crying already.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not emotional. Like I don't cry in like movies and stuff. But I think it was just because I knew like Austin Butler did everything. He sang and he danced. So like when I heard his voice and it sounded like so similar to Elvis, I was like, man's is talented, like he's really doing that. And it was just so good.
Thor, the villain, was like a god butcherer, and the movie was about like Natalie Portman's character dying of cancer, and it was all very like a serious subject movie, and I thought it was gonna be fantastic. And then they like turned it into a comedy, but like a bad comedy. But everything going on was very serious, but it was all like a goofy kind of comedy. And I don't know, it was ridiculous. Probably my least favorite Marvel movie they've had out. And wow. Honestly, I rank all those very high. So this was a big drop for me. But I have faith in Marvel. I have faith in Kevin Feige.
I don't.
I think they'll bring it back.
I don't anymore. I used to, but I don't anymore.
Buzz in the news yesterday was just that Hugh Jackman's coming back as Wolverine now for Deadpool 3. So I have a lot of faith in that. Guardians of the Galaxy. I think they'll bounce back. I have faith. Can't give up on the MCU just yet. And I'd say on that note, we're just about going to wrap it up here. Emma, thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Thank you for having me.
It was our pleasure. Till the next time, I'm your co-host, Richie Tobin.
And I'm your other co-host, Jess Bridgerod. Thank you all so much for listening, and stay tuned and hear from us in just a couple of weeks.